The Prime Minister says the designers of the government's latest energy policy should be treated with respect, as questions continue to be asked about just how much it'll reduce power prices. Business leaders are calling for bipartisan support for the new direction, but Labor's questioning the contention that the scheme will lower prices for households by as much as $115 per year. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
After a decade of flip-flops from both major parties, there are widespread calls today from business groups and electricity users for all sides of politics to get behind the latest plan for the nation's electricity grid. Innes Willicks is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group.
If we don't get bipartisanship around this, we're back to year zero, and that's the last thing industry needs, and that's why what happens over the next couple of weeks are really crucial.
Like many business and community groups, AIG supported the idea of a clean energy target that the government decided against, but he's okay with the alternative put forward yesterday of a national energy guarantee. He spoke with ABC News Breakfast.
This is quite a plausible start. It does seem to fix the reliability issue, and it goes some way towards the emissions issue, but the price will be for industry where rubber hits the road.
And that is a vexed question. No information's been provided by the government yet about how much money the average business could expect to save on power prices under the new plan, and the numbers provided for households that they could save up to $115 a year once the scheme kicks in are leaving the opposition underwhelmed. Here is the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen.
There's no modelling. We have no guarantees, as was being made clear, and that this has been cobbled together in a desperate attempt to stop the Liberal Party room going into meltdown, and so that we can have an attempt, the latest attempt, at energy policy in Australia.
And he says the government can't count on Labor's support until there's more to go on.
We'll take the sensible, mature approach. We'll wait to see the modelling. We'll engage with states. We'll engage with stakeholders and experts. And we will deal with the government's policy when they actually announce a detailed plan, a proper plan, a plan with modelling.
Despite the apparent uncertainty about how much consumers will pay under the new plan for their power, the government's calling it a game changer, and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's bristling at suggestions that not enough work's been done to predict the plan's effects on prices. He spoke with Sabra Lane on AM this morning.
There is some scepticism. When will we see the modelling behind this?
Well, they're undertaking that. They'll be undertaking that now, and we'll see that before it gets discussed in COAG. That's what they've committed to.
So it's a figure plucked out of the air so far, if there's no modelling to back it?
No, you're not giving the Energy Security Board the credit it deserves. These are the most knowledgeable experts in the field.
The board's comprised of five senior executives from existing energy regulators.
Well, let's talk about the Energy Security Board. It's made up of the Energy Market Operator, the Energy Commission, the regulator, bodies that oversaw the last 10 disastrous years of energy policy in this country. Why are they the saviours?
Well, there is nobody better qualified to talk about the way the market operates and how we can best ensure reliability.
And the Prime Minister's taking umbrage at any questioning of the board's credibility.
I was surprised to hear your attack on those distinguished Australians.
I'm sorry.
I think you should. I think we owe them the respect that their credibility and expertise deserves. And you know what we really
Sorry,
owe?
Sorry, Prime Minister, Sabra, it wasn't
really
an attack.
Owe,
I am sceptical.
What we really owe
these
is a
are
duty.
The bodies.
We
these...
owe a duty to your listeners to get their power bills down.
It's not just Labor that remains to be convinced of the merits of the new plan. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's not making any comments as yet, but the Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg, speaking on Sky News this morning with presenter Kieran Gilberts, confirming the former Prime Minister won't be backing it.
He's a conscientious objector in this regard. But look, you know, I have a good relationship with Tony Abbott. He's a former Prime Minister, and you need to respect his contribution. I did ring him ahead of the party room and was upfront with him about what the policy can do and asked him to keep an open mind.
But he hasn't.
Sky News presenter Kieran Gilbert ending Tom Iggledon's report.